Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the third parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet and Parak Gimel Mishnah Hay. In Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet, we're going to be discussing a situation where a person wants to plant different species, different rows of different species in his field. Now, as we learned previously, the only time that you're allowed to plant different species in a particular field is when there is a separation of 6 tefachim between the two different species of vegetables that are being planted. But we're going to learn in our Mishnah case that perhaps even that would not be sufficient. Says the Mishnah, Hanoteya shte shuros shel kishuin. A person wants to plant 2 rows of cucumbers. Shte shuros shel deluim, 2 rows of gourds. Shte shuros shel pol hamitzri, 2 rows of these Egyptian beans, mutter. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to plant 2 adjacent rows, 2 rows that are next to one another, of these different vegetables, as long as they are separated. The 2 different species, or the 3 different species, have to be separated by 6 tefachim. And as the Bar Tanura explains, the reason why you're allowed to plant these 2 rows next to each other is because each 2 rows of species, each 2 rows of vegetables, appear to be like different fields. And as long as you have these different mini fields within one larger field, that's permissible, and there's no issue of kilayim. Continues the Mishnah, however, Shura shel kishum, if a person plants 1 row of cucumbers, Shura shel delum, 1 row of gourds, Shura shel pol hamitzri, 1 row of these Egyptian beans, says the Mishnah, completely and totally usher. Why? Because these particular crops tend to have leaves that extend, and when these leaves drape over, when these leaves extend, they take away from the 6 tefachim that are meant to be separating them, and the 2 rows, at least you're demonstrating that there was a basically these mini fields in the larger field. But when there's only 1 row there, it's not a field, it's not considered to be its own area, and therefore all you have are a bunch of different types of vegetables that are draped over one another, that are extending over one another, and that would be a problem of kilayim that would not be allowed. Continues the Mishnah, however, a middle approach. Shura shel kishum, you have 1 row of cucumbers in the beginning. Shura shel delum, 1 row of gourd. Then you have shura shel pol hamitzri, then you have 1 row of these Egyptian beans. But then, vishura shel kishuim. But then the last row in the field is another second row of cucumbers. So what's the halacha? It's not every species doesn't have 2 rows, but one of the species, in this case the cucumbers, has 2 rows in the field. So is it like the first case where it was totally allowed because each of the species had 2 rows, or is it like the second case where it wasn't allowed because the other species only have 1 row? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Matir. Rabbi Eliezer permitted it, and according to him, it's very simple, because they're like it's like a cucumber field, and when you have a cucumber field and you have other species within that cucumber field, it's fine, again, provided that there are 6 tefachim in between the different species. But it's fine, you have 2 different species of the cucumbers on either end, and that would be totally sufficient. However, says the Mishnah, v'chachamim Osirin, the Chachamim prohibited such a field, and we paskin like the Chachamim. And according to the Chachamim, the assumption is no, that because the cucumber fields are not next to one another, there we have one at the beginning and one at the end, so it's not really like a cucumber field. There are basically 4 different rows next to one another. You have the cucumber, you have the gourd, then the Egyptian bean, then the cucumber again, but 4 different next to one another. That would not work. That would not allow a person to prohibit the Isser of Kilayim, and that would not be allowed. Okay, now we're going to continue with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Noteya Adam Kishos Udelas Lesoch Guma Achas. A person's allowed to plant one cucumber plant and 1 gourd in 1 hole. So you have 1 hole, and on one side of the hole, as we'll see, you're planting a cucumber, and the other side you're planting gourd. Says the Mishnah, Uvilvaj tezuno telas litzadze. That's allowed as long as one of the stems is being directed and planted on one side of the hole. Vizuno telitzadze, and this one's being planted, and the stem's being directed to this side of the hole. So they're facing opposite directions. They're being groomed, if you will, to grow in opposite directions. Vinote seyar shalzu lekan, viseyar shalzu lekan. And says the Mishnah, you have to make sure that the seyar, what does seyar mean? So normally seyar means hair. What are the hairs of the, what does the hair of these plants refer to? Certainly the leaves. So says the Mishnah, the plants, the leaves of each of these plants must also be directed in one in this direction and one in that direction. They can't intermingle with one another, and the stems must be growing in opposite directions. Why is that the case? Says the Mishnah, very important yesod, a very important concept when it comes to kelayim. Shekol ma she'asru chachamim lo gozru ela mipnei Maris Ha'ayin, because the only time that the Chachamim made a gezeira, made a special decree when it came to Kelayim, was when it came to Maris Ayin. That as long as it isn't actually being planted together, the Chachamim only made decrees when things looked a little fishy. When if you look at the field, and we've said this over and over again, that if you look at a field and it looks like they're planting together, even if they're not, and it looks a little bit questionable, that looks like it might be Kelayim, then that's where the Chachamim stepped in and made a gezeira, made a decree. But in this case, both the stems are facing in opposite directions, the leaves are facing opposite directions, and therefore there's no Maris Ayin issue. They don't look like they're being planted together, and therefore they're allowed to be planted in the exact same hole. Quick review. Perek Gil, Mishnah Dal, discussed the case of planting two different rows in one field of different types of species, each species having two different rows. And we said that if each species has two rows, you have two rows of cucumbers, two rows of gourd, two rows of the Egyptian bean, and so on and so forth, then it's allowed. If there's one row of each, then it's not allowed because the leaves tend to extend and sort of minimize the six tefachim that are in between them. And it certainly looks a little bit questionable and fishy, and it looks like kelayim. But then there was a machlokas at the end of the Mishnah. What if there's two rows of cucumbers that are at the opposite ends, and then there are the Egyptian bean and the gourds are in the middle? So there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. We pass like the Chachamim that it is not allowed if the two initial rows aren't the same next to one another. And then Perakil Mishnah Hey discussed the case of planting two different types of vegetables in one hole. And we said that as long as you direct the stems in opposite directions, direct the leaves in opposite directions, then it's perfectly fine because a very important yesod the Mishnah tells us. The Chachamim stepped in to make decrees, to make gezeiros when it came to kelayim, specifically in a situation of Maris Ayin, where it looked like it might be problematic, where it looked like it might be a case of kelayim. Have a great day.